Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report and a company update, this time from Cartier Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ECR, and on the OTC markets under the symbol ECRFF. I am chatting with the President and CEO, Philippe Cloutier. Now, Philippe, I wanted to shift our focus a little bit in this interview and talk about the Benoit project. Now, this is next in the pecking order for the company in terms of exploration. We spent a lot of time over the last year, maybe, talking about the Chimo mine project and the advancements and the de-risking that's gone on here. But now the company is using some of its money to drill this Benoit project. I've heard from a lot of analysts and newsletter writers that they are arguably the most excited about what Benoit could yield. Let's start off with a little bit of history on the project. Now, I am going to also be posting a slide that was prepared by one of your shareholders and posted on CEO.ca, Luc Ten Have. He created this slide that outlines all the company's projects and gives you more or less an up-to-date status on these. Let's start off with Benoit then. Give us a little history on the project and also give us a little update on the historic resource as well, please.
Okay, well, sure. The Benoit project is quite unique because it's a gold-rich VMS stringer system. It was essentially discovered in the late 80s and partially drilled off near surface in the early 90s. There's a small, we call that a small deposit that was delineated with a historical estimate. It's not 43-101, mind you, of, you know, 500,000 tons grading 5.5 grams per ton gold, 12 grams per ton silver, and 0.3% copper. It's interesting because it's located 25 kilometers northwest of a currently producing VMS mine, the Langlois mine, with tailings facilities and milling facility, and 25 kilometers southwest of a currently producing gold mine, the Bachelor gold mine, that is owned by Bonterra. And so we picked this up in the realm of our acquisition, gold deposit acquisition program from 2012 to 2015. We paid $250,000 for 100% interest in this project from a distressed junior company. And then we basically shelved it because the markets weren't good and we wanted to conserve cash. But by 2014, what we had done is we had applied Cartier's signature exploration strategy, and we drilled along the depth extension, the projected depth extension of this deposit, and boom, we basically, you know, demonstrated that the system is alive and kicking and robust at a depth of 700 meters. And then shortly thereafter, obviously, you know, you know the story. Agnico came in. It came in because we had Benoit, Fenton, Wilson, and the past producing Chimo mine. Our attention then shifted to Chimo. But we always felt, you know, a pang of regret, you know, having to shelve Benoit while we created value on Chimo. But hey, we're back on Chimo now. And just to give you an example of the robust endowment, the gold endowment of this project, there are intersections there grading 6.5 grams per ton gold over 37 meters. And, you know, that includes, you know, 10.9 grams per ton over 19 meters and 5.6 grams per ton over 53.6 meters, including, once again, you know, higher grades of 11.6 grams per ton gold over 9.3 meters. So there's meat on the bone here. And what we're going to be doing throughout 2021 is we're going to throw three drill rigs at it. It's a relatively major diamond drill program. Our first pass at it is about a minimum of 30,000 meters. I think 44, you know, different diamond drill holes in the deposit, along the depth extension of the deposit, and also scouting out the most proximal deep-seated or vision IP anomalies that have the exact same signature as the deposit itself. So it's going to be an exciting program. We're going to start off with a resource update in order to, you know, give this a 43-101 stamp of approval. But that'll only be on the historic estimate, right? So we know the number is going to be smallish, but the target, the overall target that we're looking at is rather ambitious. And so, you know, I believe our shareholders are going to get bang for their buck here, because that will create quite a bit of news flow from the drill bit.
So, Philippe, I also want to get your comment on a point that is made in this slide here, backing up some of these drill results. Yes, these are very good drill results, drill intercepts, but the comment here is, years later, the IP was performed and Cartier realized they drilled the weakest part of this IP anomaly. Can you give us a little bit more color on that comment?
Oh yes, actually, the OreVision IP system is it's new, but it's, you know, it's basically IP on steroids. The Benoit deposit was chosen for a test survey specifically because the bulk of the mineralization occurs just below the historic detection limit of traditional IP surveys, right? And then goes down to about 200, 250 meters. So the thinking that, you know, the geophysical crew that came out there, they said, well, listen, we need to prove our system up with deposits that are very well known, yet blind to traditional methods. And so we let them run a test survey over the deposit, and they did that over a 2.4 kilometer strike length. What they found were literally hundreds of anomalies. However, the Benoit deposit has 72 diamond drill holes, 24,000 meters of diamond drilling on it. And so we were able to tell this geophysical outfit, which says, look, hey, you've got 100 anomalies out there, over 100 anomalies, but here are the precise geophysical characteristics of the deposit and the exact rake, the exact geometric shape of this thing, the conductivity of the sulfides that are present. Now put that in your algorithm and, you know, weed out everything that is not the deposit lookalike signature. Sure enough, they did. It was a tedious process, and they were able to whittle that down to 16 anomalies that have exactly the geophysical characteristics that are present at Benoit, which make those anomalies quite interesting. And in fact, when you go down to the slide a bit lower, you can see that the hole that we drilled in 2014, I believe, was in fact along the vertical projection of that deposit, but in one of the weakest part of the geophysical anomaly. So one wonders, if you look slightly to the right there on that slide, well, what is that big whopper anomaly that, you know, that's just sitting off there to the right or to the east? And you could see or guess what we're driving at in this next drill program. We're going to take the deposit. The target that we're going to be testing is essentially going to be about 10 times greater than the currently known deposit footprint. So it's quite ambitious.
Yeah, just looking at that cross section, that is a pretty substantial target out to the east, but you also see some other targets out to the west as well. Just give us a quick update on the status of the drill program. Is it started yet? And also, is the company fully funded to carry on this first pass drilling?
Okay, the easiest part is it is fully funded. Obviously, we have just under $14 million in the bank. The program, the first part of it, is chalked up to be $8.5 million worth of diamond drilling, essentially around the deposit. It's going to be a three-rig diamond drill program. We're going to have an additional crew out there to do some deep directional drilling in the deeper target area. And that will commence, I believe, in January. Right now, we are doing all the preparatory work to get out there. Obviously, we need to address and foresee potential impacts of COVID, right? If you want to bring a crew out there, you want them to be able to respect all the health and safety rules and regulations. And so we're actually going to set up a camp on site. Although it's only a 45-minute drive out of a full-service mining town, we don't want any, cross-pollination or potential infections from, in and out of a town. So we're going to set up the crew right on site, and we're going to have a full service out there and get it done 24/7 for the greater part of 2021.
Okay. Well, that will be very interesting to follow along with that drill program. I also want to remind everybody that this is just one project in a group of four, I think five projects actually, that the company holds. And Chimo, that project, you're not leaving behind, right? It's just at a very different stage where you already have a 1.2, let's call it, million ounce deposit. And, well, quite frankly, you're just moving through de-risking that. How are you balancing out these two projects in terms of workload?
Well, that's a good point there, Corey. We don't want people to think that, we've given up on Chimo. Well, quite the contrary. We've seen things at Chimo that have pushed us or taken the project to an entirely different level. We've awarded that to independent experts to conduct a third resource assessment, and then after that, the PEA. And we're very confident the project is going to be, taken well over the touchdown line here. And since we're less involved, right, with the final aspects of this project, we didn't want to waste any time, and that's the reason we're tackling Benoit. But Chimo is obviously our first and foremost value generator right now, and we like what we see. And there's going to be news flow from Chimo, basically from a third resource estimate perspective, where we're quite confident we should reach a 2 million ounce mark. And then that will trigger the preliminary economic assessment of the asset. And then that obviously should reward our shareholders. And then while that's going on, we're going to be firing on three cylinders with Benoit. So you're looking at a company that, other than traditional delays stemming from labs and drilling and so on and so forth, you're looking at a company that's going to be producing quite a hefty amount of news flow from the drill bit, and then from, a higher end, quote unquote mining project.
All right. Well, Philippe, I appreciate the update. I did just want to get everybody's attention a little bit more on Benoit, because that's a big, substantial first pass drill program that you guys are carrying on there. And you are following up on some previous intercepts that are very enticing. Plus, it's in a good jurisdiction surrounded by mines and other well-known exploration companies. So as some of that news hits the market, I'll definitely be following up with you. And in the meantime, if anybody has any follow-up questions for Philippe regarding Cartier and any of the projects outlined in that slide that's posted below, please send me an email, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get those answered for you. Philippe, appreciate the time today. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Corey. Have a nice weekend.